At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the Hit a Pod. It's me, Nikki. How are you doing? My voice is coming in real gravelly today. Let me clear it up for you. Let me just take a sip of my bubbly seltzer water. Should have done this before we got started. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it's not. I'm husky as shit. What am I gonna do? You know, it's just the way my voice is. Good afternoon to all of you. I'm trying to avoid drinking the seltzer water, if I'm going to be honest with you. I just drink it all day, and there's just no end to it. I've been addicted to, like, Diet Dr. Pepper before and Diet Coke or any, you know, diet sodas, just drinking them all day. And I just went back. You know, I know seltzer is not bad for you, but, like, as Diet Coke is, but it doesn't feel good. I'm just, like, it gives me a feeling that I'm, like, it's just you're ingesting nothing, a whole lot of bubbles. And I just feel like, I don't know, I'm tired. My poor dad, really, me and my mom are both addicted to the seltzer waters. Addicted. I mean, we're probably both slamming. I took about 3 days off because we ran out. And I go, Mom, I think we're addicted to this. I want it out of the house. I don't want to drink it. So she was like, yeah, I'm ready. I'll give it up. I don't care. And then in the days following, she's like, I'm drinking so much goddamn water. I am so thirsty all the time. And I'm like, no, you just like that you were just drinking. That was your water. And that's not a good water. You should just drink water. Why pollute just so you can get like a hint of, I don't even know what flavor I'm drinking right now. That's how much I don't care. Raspberry bubbly. Yeah, you know what? That doesn't. And truly, if there's nothing in this, the ingredients for these flavored seltzers, carbonated water, natural flavor, and then everything is zero. Zero calories, zero fat, zero, zero, zero. So what is anything? Where is it? What is that natural color? What is it? What am I tasting? Tell me. What is that? So you've got to be lying. The thing is, I think if it's less than a gram or whatever, they don't have to report it. But it's like, what am I drinking? So anyway, I just wanted to get these cans out of my life because my dad does the recycling and he's like, you guys plow through these cans. It's just like, Jesus. And it's just like, I told my mom, can I do the recycling so I don't have to listen to this? Like, I will do the manual labor of carrying cans down to our girl. Like, it's not an easy task. And it's like my dad's job. It always has been his job. But hearing him bitch about me and my mom's habit has been, like, annoying enough for me to go, listen, let's quit it. Let's play Quidditch. And instead of, you know, sucking down these seltzers all day. So anyway, she brought him back into the house. She went to Aldi and the bitch brought the drug back in. And so I'm back at it again. I did two cans yesterday. I bought a toucan and I would take a toucan. I would love, no, I don't think they're like very friendly birds. I do want to get a bird. I'm all over the place today, clearly. But yeah. My mom and dad are not here right now. They're down at their cabin working on it or doing something. I don't even know. It involves a trailer and paying men to lift something. It's all, you know, like I said yesterday in the show, it was a lot of listening to them like, and my dad going, it's like, it's just. So, but anyway, we had a nice night last night. What did we watch? They tried to watch Bill Maher. I didn't want to watch. It's so weird. Like, after I've been on something, I get, like, nervous about watching the show. Not like I'm going to come up or anything. Like, I enjoy, it's hard for me to enjoy something. I get like jealous that I'm not on it again. I think that's it. I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, that reminds me that that was last week and now I'm old news. I was on TV fucking 5 times last week. I'm not even joking, you guys. Maybe 4. Bill Maher, my NBC local affiliate, I did an interview. Lily Singh Show, and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And also David Spade, if you want to throw it in, but that didn't make it to TV, so that didn't count. So 4 times. And so my point was that that's insane. How did I do that in quarantine? I'm very proud of myself. I've got to toot my own horn. Like, I managed to get on TV 4 times in 1 week. I mean, a lot of it was not in my control. I taped the Lily Singh thing back in November. I taped Who Wants to Be a Millionaire the day before quarantine. That was the last thing I did for in this business. I mean, aside from the podcast and the radio show. But yeah, it feels far off. It's weird. I was just talking to my ex-boyfriend who we just talked for a very long time. It was such a good call. I'm so grateful to have a friendship with him that is actually a true friendship, I think. Like, yeah, we still talk about fooling around, and it validates me to that point where I just need to feel like, oh, good, he'd fuck me if he could. Or if, you know, if it was the best thing for us, which is just not right now. But, like, the fact that he would, I'm like, got it. I'm good to go. Validation. But, but I had a good conversation with him about feeling like I'm not doing enough. And how do you feel like you're doing enough when you're living with your parents? The ironic part is that I'm in my parents' house feeling like a teenager as I'm watching myself on Bill Maher, but on Bill Maher, I'm in my dad's office at my house. Like, I'm seeing the thing that I'm living that makes me feel the way so detached from what I'm looking at. If that makes any sense, it's kind of trippy. Speaking of tripping, I've gotten a lot of offers in my DMs for mushrooms and different psychedelics. Appreciate you. I do want to do it some point in my life, but I want to do it illegally. And I definitely want to do it legally. So I don't even know how that would happen, but like that's number one priority. But I also want to do it with someone who, like, knows how to take you through it. I just don't want to, like, wing it in my dad, like, in my parents' backyard, you know? Where do I do it in quarantine? But I would like to get in there and root around, you know? That's what I feel like. I want to do some kind of psychedelic that can really get in there and, like, tidy up some stuff. You know, I got a couple rooms to clean in my brain. And from what I've heard, people really come away from those experiences having felt like they really, you know, cleaned up. So I want to do that at some point, but there's so many plans I have for myself when I get out of here. I do feel like it's a little bit like prison. Like, once I get settled, I do want to get a dog. I do want to go. I don't know that I want to go on more dates, to be honest with you guys. I'm tired of, like, actually trying to, like, put myself out there. I just feel like I'm out there. People know I'm single. They'll come get me if I want to be got. I got an interesting DM from someone a guy that did get my attention. But this is the problem. Can I just say this? If you are someone who's going to shoot your shot with me, you have to include a picture of yourself where you think you look like what you are, or you have to make your profile unprivate, right? So I can go look at what you do or what you're about. But I need to see your face. I'm sorry. I know that's shallow, but, like, a lot of you guys shoot your shot and you, like, make very compelling arguments, but I cannot be like, hey, you have to send a picture. I don't want to have to say that to you. So, because then if I don't write back to you, you'll know it was the picture. Whereas if you send a picture and a thing, you can just convince yourself that it was the thing you said that made me not like you and not the fact that you have, like, your face is too, like, scrunched in the middle of your face. Like, it could be something like that. Like, you have you're all your components of your face, your eyes, your nose, and your mouth are all kind of trying to be where your nose is. And that bothers me. And I can probably never love you because of that. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I need to see what you look like. I do. And you know what I look like. That's not fair. Okay. So just let me see. That's just the biggest, that's the gravest error that these guys make. I feel like my husband could be out there, but I hope my future husband is smart enough to know that I will care about what he looks like. And so make his profile on private or be like, I don't have any presence on the internet. Sorry, here's what I look like. And if I like what you look like, I will definitely, I'm open to it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Here's the other thing, though. These guys that are coming after me in the middle of fucking nowhere, unless you want to live in New York or LA at some point in your life, or you're currently in St. Louis, don't shoot your shot. I mean, it's just not gonna, if unless you are like close enough to either of those cities, it's not gonna happen. Or you're willing to move there someday for love, or your job would allow you to move to one of those cities. We're not gonna work out. I don't want understand these guys in Daytona Beach saying that they wanna take me on a date. What, where is this leading? You think I'm gonna move there? Are you gonna move here? I have questions. That's all I'm saying. And Phil, and why don't you let me know that? Listen, Nikki, yes, I am shooting my shot from Des Moines, but I am independently wealthy. I can go anywhere, and I'll, you know, I guess that's the only way that could kind of work with a guy in Des Moines. I'm not flying a guy in. That's all I'm saying. I'm not footing the bill. But that's not to say that you have to be rich. Just like be a horny local. You know, like the ones that I read about on all the porn that I watch, or I used to watch. I don't really watch that much porn, but like there's always horny local singles, and they're always women. I mean, I'm guessing that there are many horny local singles that are men. Most men are horny local and single, but and the ones that aren't single are definitely horny too. Maybe they're not. Maybe everyone's like banging more. I don't know. I don't want to even think about my parents. I'm not going to put that in my mind. But like married couples, I wonder if that's gone up or down. I'm guessing down because you're fucking tired because you have kids. That's what I'm guessing. I mean, I really, as much as I like am just so grateful for nurses and delivery people and Starbucks employees and anyone working the food service industry who's not getting those tips trickled down, like that's the shame. I love the apps now because they allow you to tip the restaurant, so you get to, because there's no way to actually do that, you know, so that's cool. You guys should definitely look for that. If you order in, tip the restaurant. They leave little I think it's Uber Eats that lets you do that. But I got a shout out to the parents out there, though. Justin Timberlake tweeted that it's not natural to parent 24 hours a day, or said something like that. Like, it's just not the way it's supposed to be. And it's not. And I feel for you. And I know you're exhausted, and I know this isn't as fun for you. And I'm so sorry. It's the way I feel about, like, especially new parents. Oof, boy. You know, you're like, we could have waited just a little bit. But listen, you're obviously like, you wouldn't give it up for anything, but it's just bad timing. I know. It's the way I feel about my apartment. Like, I couldn't have waited 1 month to get that place. Now I'm signed on for a 12-month lease for a thing that I would have enjoyed under different circumstances, but now it's just, I have to, now this is just a burden. Yeah, that's the worst, is when the things that you love become burdensome. I think that's what you try to avoid. That's why I gave my dogs back to my parents, because as soon as they became burdens, I resented them. And that's why I used to do a joke about, like, I don't want to have a kid because I was scared about the apocalypse and I would have to tote this child around, you know, as I'm dodging the night fires and street rapings. I have a kid. I was always like, a kid's going to slow me down during the apocalypse. I was right. Like, you don't... I was worried about that, and looks like I was right. I mean, it's not night fires and street rapings, but it's, you know, tutoring them and trying to teach them the Pythagorean theorem or the quadratic formula. I remember there was a B minus plus 4 square root, then you draw a line, and then there's another thing underneath it. I don't fucking know. All I'm saying is, parents, you're really strong, and I'm not saying that with anything but the utmost sincerity, and like, I good job. You are like gold. If you're getting through this and you're being a decent enough parent in this time, fucking good job. Keep it up. You've got this. Thank you for doing what you're doing, because you are raising our future, which we need. So you're doing noble work. And if you're not doing a shitty job at it, fucking, who gives a shit? You'll laugh about it someday. You're going to fuck up your kid, and your kid's going to turn out awesome because you fucked him up a little bit. You know, it's like, don't worry. So many amazing people had parents that fucked up during you know, non-pandemic times in their life. So I think your kids will cut you some slack when they hear about what, you know, it was like in the pandemic of 2020. I mean, it's so funny. They are going to hear about this. The babies now are going to be like, yeah, I was born around that time. And people are like, you lived through that. Hopefully it's just like a one-time deal, you know? Maybe, hopefully this is a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. That's what I want. Is this it tonight? Is this my once-in-a-lifetime? It sounds romantic. But, you know, are you guys scared that there's going to be more? I am. But maybe there won't be. Maybe this is once-in-a-lifetime. Maybe it'll be one and done. Good. Stay strong. Stay positive. That's what I'm trying to do. I hope this cheered you up. It cheered me up. I did not want to do this podcast. I'm going to be legit honest with you guys. I would like a day off at some point. And I want to also say to you, I'm not making a single cent from this podcast, not one cent from doing this podcast every day, which I just like kind of realized the other day, which is fine because I'm happy to put it out and I don't really have to do any work because people are being paid to put it out, and not by me, but by, you know, Comedy Central. So people, but I'm not. I just want to say that. I'm literally doing this because I like it and because I like you. And I hope my producer doesn't make me cut this last part out, but I understand if she will. So I'll give her an alternate ending here, but keep this whole thing in if you want to. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. I love you all. Stay strong, stay safe. Squirt, squirt. I'm not getting paid for this.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.